Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson, friend of the show and friend of all of us because he runs the best police department on the planet, keeping the city safe and making Chicago the great city it is. And he's not the kind of guy that got into the business to be famous. As a matter of fact, I dare say, knowing you a little bit, Eddie, this is about the least favorite thing you do, getting on the radio and TV and talking about yourself.
Yeah, it's not fun. But, you know, the reason why we're here today is something that I think I was just destined to do.
Well, here's the deal. You had a very public health scare. That happens when you're a public person. And who stepped up?
My son Daniel actually stepped up, and he will forever be my hero for doing that.
And Daniel's here now, a fine member of the force as well. Daniel, what's your rank?
Patrolman.
And that means you got out of the academy when?
I got out of the academy in May.
It must be pretty impressive what your dad chose to do for a living if you wanted to get in, too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Is he a pretty good cop? Have you graded him out yet?
You know what? We went on patrol together some months ago, and I was impressed. And I tell you, Daniel has the right demeanor and character for being a great cop, so I know he'll do well.
Well, I know you're proud of all your men and women, but it's got to be a special thing to see your kid doing this.
It is. But, you know, Steve, I tell you this. As a parent, you still worry, of course, but I have every confidence that he'll do exactly what he's supposed to do. And I am proud of him, extremely.
Now, here's the deal, Daniel. Your dad gets sick. You're worried because he's your dad.
Right.
And then you find out what the nature of the illness is, and you find out he needs a donor. When did you find out it could be you?
I found out it could be me. It was around March, I think.
And how long had he been, in need at that point?
It had been, a year?
Yeah, something like that.
All right. So what was the decision process for you? Because I'm guessing he didn't say, give me your kidney, son.
No. Okay, so he told me he needed a donor. He asked if I wanted to even check to see if I was a match.
Sure.
And I was, you know, a little skeptical about it at first, but I was like, of course, why wouldn't I do it? You know, it's my dad. I love him. So I prayed about it. I said if I was a match, then I would do it. And, you know, when we got the results back, I was a match. So I was like, okay, well, I was supposed to do this.
Well, you're a healthy young dude. We know how well your dad recovered right out of the gate. How'd you do?
Yeah, I did pretty okay. we had a contest to see.
Who was going to get up and run around first?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand what the contest was really about. Now, a lot of people don't even know that you don't need both kidneys, and that's why kidney donation is such an important thing. We talk with Jesse White about this all the time for making sure you're a donor. This is a big deal, and it's cool of you to step up, too, so people understand you can do this. It doesn't have to be your dad. You can do this for anybody.
For anybody, yeah, as long as you're a match. And what I didn't know that I found interesting is that once you donate a kidney, if you need one in the future, you go to the top of the list.
Right. Ah, that's good to know. Right. Yeah.
It's like frequent flyer organ
Absolutely.
Points.
Absolutely. Now, does this elevate your status to favorite child?
Man, I tell you this.
My sisters think so.
Yeah, my daughters, they're constantly mentioning that, yeah, Dad, now you give him that preferential treatment.
Here's the thing. God bless Eddie. I hope you never need it, but they have organs, too.
You know what I'm saying? They do. And I try to explain that to them. But I tell you this, Steve. You know, you wonder what your kids will turn out to be like when you're raising them. And I tell you this, Daniel, I didn't realize it, but going through the process of the transplant and all of that, I found out that Daniel was a lot more like me than I ever realized, because, you know, I'm one of those people that I don't worry about things until there's a need to worry about it, you know, because I just don't use up that energy. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you this, once he made that decision to donate, it was go.
He was all in.
Yeah, he didn't worry about it, and neither did I, to be quite honest. You know, my faith in God was there, and I trusted the doctors to do what they were supposed to do, and my hats go off to them, because after we came out of the transplant, both of us did extremely well, pretty much pain-free.
Yeah, you know, they were amazing.
Yeah, it was a wonderful thing.
The Gift of Life Award is given at the Gift of Life Gala, 34th annual for the National Kidney Foundation of Illinois, is coming up next Thursday, the 24th. It's a big night for you two.
It is, and I want to thank them for honoring us in that fashion. Of course, that's not why we do these things, but it is important to highlight the need for organ donation across the country, not just in Illinois, and they do a great job of doing that.
What do you want to add, Daniel?
No, I just saying yes.
I mean, do you feel extra pressure because you're following in your father's footsteps? And
no, not really. I mean, people ask me that all the time, but it's it's a job like anything else. So I just do what I'm supposed to do.
And it happens to be a really important job. What do you want to do with it? Maybe you want to run the department someday? Because your dad never... Cause, I don't know if you know this. Your dad never did.
If that's what's in the cards for me, then I'll do it. But that's
God's plan, right?
Yeah.
Let's just get out of the way.
There you go.
Right?
There
you that's go. The key. We had our newsroom ask a question, just to, and this, Eddie, this is more for you, but what did they want to know?
Yeah, so we know that it's being pushed back a little bit, it's a little bit delayed, but with the recreational pot sales coming soon, how are you planning to police it? How will you know when someone's, you know, overindulged? Is there like a breathalyzer test for weed? Like, how will you know someone's driving under the influence? That sort of thing.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I've talked to my colleagues across the country that already are in the... business of trying to figure this out. So there's no testing right now specifically for cannabis. So what's going to happen is January 1, if we suspect that you are under the influence, then we'll give you the same DUI test that we would give to alcohol, you know, related DUIs. And it's my understanding that across the country that test is standing up in court to determine whether you or not you're under the influence. But I'm sure there's some smart people out there that are going to figure out this test so we can do it quickly.
So it's a cognitive test now, right? Yes. It's like touch your nose, it's walking right. a straight line, that kind
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly. Yep. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. I would be being disingenuous if I didn't say that I am concerned about it, because I don't want to put cops in a position to where they can get in trouble for trying to ascertain whether or not somebody's under the influence. So
well, frankly, it's unfair to the police department.
It is. It's very unfair. You know, so somebody out there, please figure this testing out so we can get this right.
Well, I'm telling you right now, in a time with a lot of a need for political will, this is why you vote. And this is why you let your people you elect know how you feel.
Absolutely.
So let your representatives know this is an unfair burden to put on the police, not just in Chicago, anywhere in Illinois.
Yeah.
And let's get this figured out.
Because, I mean, think about it, Steve. Although it's legalized in the state of Illinois, it's actually still a federal crime. So we're between a rock and a hard place with this thing. But, you know, for the police department, we'll enforce the laws that you know, are on the books.
The event, again, is coming up next Thursday night. It's there's still some tickets available. Not a lot. Mostly obstructed view. But get in there and get those tickets. You can go to nkfi.org/gala. That's National Kidney Foundation of Illinois. Also, some sponsorships available as well. And all your dollars matter because it can help keep this thing going. Oh, by the way, I want to say hi to the Gift of Hope people, too. Deal with organ and tissue donation here in Chicago, and they're friends of the show.
Absolutely.
So thanks for what you guys are doing.
Thank you. And again, I'd just like to thank the National Kidney Foundation of Illinois and the Gift of Hope, because, you know, I understand now more than anybody how important organ donation is, and I encourage everybody to be an organ donator.
Now, Daniel's going to be responsible for some of this, like everyone, one of the male and female cops that are on your staff. You got a teacher strike that looks like it's going to happen.
Yeah.
The last thing you want is for a kid to get hurt or anybody mm-hmm. to get hurt in the middle yeah. of this. Is this something you've had to plan for weeks and months ahead?
Yeah, you know, our last one was in 2012, and I was a deputy chief in Area Central at the time, so I'm acutely familiar with what we should be doing. So we've been planning for it, and I want people to know that we will do everything we can to keep everyone safe. So we just have to find responsible things for these kids to do while this strike.
What do you need from parents and caregivers of kids to help this problem and not hurt it?
You know, what I need from parents is just to reinforce the fact with their children. You know, if you're out of school for any extended amount of time, to do positive things. You know, we have to keep pushing out that positive message. So if we can do that, then we should all be fine.
Again, we know school's off tomorrow. Even if there's a solution today, in all likelihood, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. Let's be hopeful, hope that it does, but at least hope that it's short. And we don't want any cops hurt in the middle of this either.
No, we're prepared for it, you know. And hopefully, if it does come to a strike, it won't last that long. But I can assure you, Steve, CPD is prepared for the strike.
You know, gee, I was talking to these guys mm-hmm. in the green room, and I said, you know, if Daniel screws up, not at work, but, you know, forgets a birthday or whatever. He's got to have at least a couple free passes.
Oh, he has
passes,
a ton of excuses.
He's got some points.
Absolutely. Yeah,
we'll admit that.
And definitely. You were teasing, but I just now recalled sitting here listening to you. Yeah, you never asked for this job. No. I remember that. that now. I'm like, yeah, you never did ask for this job. No, you were just supposed to be interim, and then, yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. I've told this before, and, you know, I consider us professional friends, but it's not like you and I hang out. I'm telling you right now, I'm proud of what you're doing for the city.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'll tell you both that although I didn't apply for the job, I'm actually glad that I took it because I've been able to affect the city in a positive way and the rank and file police officers in a positive way.
You got a nickname for your dad? I'd start calling him New Kidney. Right? Anytime he looks at you funny and says, hey, go, really? New Kidney? Right. Really? Yeah. You coming down on me like that, New Kidney?
He brings it up every now and then.
They started calling me 1K and they called him 3K.
Hey, family that laughs together stays
there. There you go.
God bless you both, man. Thanks and congratulations on the award next week from the National Kidney Foundation of Illinois. And you're always welcome here, you know that?
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for having us.
Good to see you. And again, hi to everybody at Gift of Hope.